We're going to attach some of the olive. I assume he got to Ella E. Kasha. The Gemara wanted to say that Sabek Nazir's Lahako is going right for the Lazar. So the Gemara now has a question. Ella E. Kasha or Kasha? To say that Sabek Nazir's Lahako is Shver, because we just answered.
I'm sorry, ready for this story from Omar Le'Abaya. We start on top of the page, Omar Le'Abaya.
The top? Fine. Okay. Omar Le'Abaya. The Abaya said, again, the Gemara answered, the Maya came to the Sabek Nazir's Lahako, Kreb Lazar. It's supposed to be Rabbi Lazar. Hey, Masefa. Sabik b'chayra, sechad b'chayra, adem b'chad b'chayra, behem b'bein t'mei b'bein t'ayra. Somebody has a Sabik firstborn. The halacha is monetarily hamaytim chaver al v'raya, so the Yisrael can keep the Sabik b'chayra behema, and he doesn't have to pay for pinyon aben, because those are monetary obligations. And v'tani Allah b'asur b'giza b'avayta. But the Gabi Yisr, we're machmer, even though it's a Sabik. So we see that by Sabik we are machmer, so how could you say that Sabik Naziris Lahakul? In that same Mishnah that says Sabik Naziris Lahakul, it says Sabik Bechiris Lahakmer. So it's an internal contradiction. And for the Gemara, Amalei Amalekim Adamis Kedusha Abba Me'ilah, the Kedusha Abba De'Yodah. Cannot compare something that happens on its own, where we go to Chumrah, to when a person accepts it upon himself, he doesn't want to accept the Sabik according to a Blazer. Eli Kasha HaKasha. We have a problem, this is the problem. Sabik Mashkin Li Tamei Tamei. Sabik Mashkin, if it's a question of it becoming Tameh, if we say it's Tameh, L'chumra. L'tameh Acherim, Tohar. Divere Meir, B'chein Arba Lazarim, B'kidvarav. To pass on Tumah, that were Mekul. Now, simply put, it's because Mashkin is becoming Tameh, is a Deraisa. So, Sabek Deraisa, L'chumra. Being Metameh others is a Drabanon. Right? There's a Shaila when it says Yitma, do we learn Yitameh, that has the ability to transmit Tumah. And that, Remeir and Rabba Lazar say, is only Rabbinic. So, Sabek Drabanon, L'kula. Now, the problem is, now what bothers the Gemara is, why would it be a Sabik Deraisa? That there is no Tumah to biblically to Mashkin. So isn't it a Sabik Drabanan? That we're bringing down testimony from Yosef ben Yezer, that he testified about a certain kind of grasshopper that it's kosher, that the liquid in the Beit HaMikdash, the Rabbanon didn't make the chumrah of Tumas Mashkin. Therefore, it's mutter. And who quoted it? And right? So therefore, the Blazer says, Ein Tumas Mashkin Kalikar, he brings a rye from Yaitzi Ben Yezer, so it's only rabbinic. So if it's rabbinic, why do we go to the chumrah? Teretz is, that here is Rabbanon were machmer, that they're machmer by Mashkin. Which is, again, Tani Chalashmula Tani, Stamadachim El Tamei Acherim, Avotumas Atzman Yesh Behem. The Yaitse Behem is meant to transmit Tumas Rabbinic, and that wasn't made in the Beis HaMikdash, but to become Tumas was made in the Beis HaMikdash. Shaper. And the Rav Amadachim Mamish, but according to Rav that says biblically there is no Tumas Mashkin according to Yaitse Behem, and Rabbi Lazar agrees to that. So, Ma'ikil Lameimah, why would you be saying by person won't be mild nafshel tzveika if we see the drabbanon or machmer even by a suffic drabbanon? It doesn't make bishleima the rices, you can be machalic. But if you see the drabbanon or machmer even by a suffic drabbanon, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, which meaning why aren't we going lakula? It's no different than a person is not mild nafshel tzveika, either would drabbanon be. Drabbanon wouldn't be different in their suffic that a person would be in their own suffix. Teretz is, the Blazer is not the one that saw suffix this year's lahakul, because he would be machmer, and therefore, let me finish, and therefore, since we see he's machmer by Thomas Mashkin, even though it's rabbinic, so we see that he doesn't hold that the svara we said, that a person wouldn't enter into a suffix, doesn't hold water, because if it did, drabbanon wouldn't be machmer by a drabbanon more than if a person enters into a suffix or not. So therefore, it can't be Rabbi Lazar. But we still have a contradiction, Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar said by Chaya and Kai, by Behema, we see he said there that you don't include a Kai. So we do see that he's makul by a suffix. So the answer is, Duran says, because by Chaya and Behema, nobody calls a Kai either of the two. So in the person, in the people speak, it's never called either. Mashenkein, by Naziris, it's not a question of that, it's a question of whether a machmer or mekel, you wouldn't be more machmer by drabanon than you would be by a person entering into a suffix. Yes?
The first statement when we said problem originally was if it's Drabanan, according to Rav, it's going to be Drabanan. The first thing we, the problem is he said in a Braisa, Suffolk, Mashkin, Mitame. That's the first problem. Isn't that the first problem?
No, because Drabanan can be Machmer. Drabanan were Machmer here. That's not a problem.
By
there were more Machmer by one Drabanan than by the other Drabanan. Drabanan have that option.
That's very convenient in the Mikdash, you mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Beis Mitbechaya? We're not talking about
Beis Mitbechaya.
Forget about Beis
Mitbechaya. How can you say that? That's the problem.
No, it's not the problem. That's not a problem. Rabbanan can be Machmer by Suffolk. If they feel like being Machmer.
But if
not in the Beis Hamikdash.
But if it's a Rabbanan,
again, so Dr. Rod, and we spoke this out, that sometimes Rabbanan want to go over Chumra even by Rabbanan.
So there's no problem with something Mashkin Litame?
If not of the fact that Nazir's Lahaka was like a blazer, it would be no problem. That's what it says. Because then it has nothing to do with Aksugya. That's why you take a look at the Rod, Ma'ikul Meimar, and he speaks this out. And I spoke it out when we learned it. We have a new Tana. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokes what to do by Nasir. Find out many Nasir, yes, because that may occur. Rabbi Yehuda matir. So we see that Safek Naziris is the Kula. And Rabbi Shimon Iser. So he's the Tana that says Safek Naziris Lahaku. And our mission is going like Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, you go Lukula. That when a person is makabel something, he doesn't want to mean that for suffix. Stam truma in Yehuda is usher because there's two options: truma halishka and truma gairin. And megal is mutar shein anche go makirin as truma halishka. Time of day makirin. The only reason we say that it's mutar is because they don't have a suffix. A makirin asurim. So we see people do enter suffix. Rabbi said there's two kinds of sveikas. Sveikas that are worse than the vadai, people don't enter. Gabi Greek, Suffolk kosher sveika, come from me vadai, lay my island in schnapps for the sveika. The Suffolk is worse than the vadai because the Suffolk nazir can't bring kabbonis, can't do anything, he's stuck. Therefore, the person doesn't want to enter it. You look at me nazir vadai, megalech, maybe carbon venecho. Al sveika, lay mutzi megalech. So therefore, there's a difference between Suffolk nazir slahakul and the case of Cree. Because in the case of Cree, there's a difference in the case of Cree and the case of Stam Nadar and Lahachmer. Because there, Suffolk is not worse than Vadai, so we're Machmer. By Naziris, Suffolk is worse, therefore he's Mekul.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's really Lahachmer unless you're worse off?
Yes, that's what we're saying. And that's not Suffolk, Naziris, Lahachmer, because you're worse off. Dr. Gamar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Nazir Olam is not worse off, the Gemara thought. It's a Shvera Havamina, but the Gemara thought because he's a Nazir forever anyway. Amalai, Nazir Olam Namis Mekel Chom Mivadai. Ilu Vadai Hich Bitzari Mekel Bitar. At certain points, he can relieve the pressure of the hair on his head. Or maybe Shalosh Behemoth. Ilu Sveikalai. Amarani Nazir Shim Shemai. What if he says he's a Nazir Shimshin, which can never remove his hair and never bring Karbonos? Amalai, Nazir Shimshin Leitanya. The Brisa didn't say Hareini Nazir Shimshin Yesh B'Kuyas Ha Meikor. That's the way the Rush learns. That's why most Rishonim learn. Some Rishonim learn there is no such thing as Nazir Shimshin. Amalai Rabbanim Amar Rabbanim Avatanya Nazir Shimshin. The Brisa said it by Kor Meikor even with Nazir Shimshin. Amalai Tanya Tanya. You're right. According to that, there's a contradiction of Yehuda, and you have to say that it's Trei Tanoia Libid Rabbi Yehuda. To Tanoia and what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Meaning, then we can't reconcile the two Rabbi Yehudas. The one that says that it's not an Hazar by Meyakur is not because of Savik Lakula, Savik Lakuma, it's just Halacha Naziris, that you need Hafla. If you say Nit Naziris, Allah Hafla. There has to be clarity at the time that he makes the Neder. So that even if there is 100 kor, he's not a nazir according to Yehuda. He's still a nazir suffix. If Yehuda, I am a stam truma b'Yehuda. Now, there's a contradiction in our own Mishnah. What do you do by Tzavik? Rabbi Yehuda says by Tzavik is Golo Chumra, and the very next case, the Stam Charamim, it says that by Tzavik is Golo Kula. So the Gemara Makir and Asurin, I'm a Tzavik Golo Chumra, I'm a Tzavik, Stam Charamim, Yehuda Mutarim, who be Golo Asurim, Shainan Shagol Makir and Shachar Merkanim. So it's Asur only because they don't have a Tzavik. But if it would be a Tzavik, I'm a Makir and Mutarim, I'm a Tzavik Golo Kula. Rabbi is Tzavik, Rabbi Zim, Rabbi Tzadiki. The Sefer is another Tana. And the truth is, we could have brought this Tana in a blot ago and answered the Tzavik Nazir's Lahakul goes according to him. Then he goes to the Tzavik Lakul and he argues in our Mishnah, and that would have been the answer to all. But the Gemara didn't do it. For what reason, I don't know. And now it just brings him in, and the Gemara could have used him before. Because it's not a Tzavik, but if it would be a Tzavik, you would go Lakula. Dr. Mishnah Vaita Nadar Becherim. And he explains himself that he meant netting. The carbon, Amalei Nedarti, the Kabbalah Malachim, presence of kings. Hari Atzmi carbon, the Amalei Nedarti, the Etzim Shinachti Li. He said Hari Atzmi carbon, which translates to mean. I saw a translation. Right, he said he's a car. He makes him. Harei Atzmi Karban means Rashi learns the Mefarish that he made himself hegdish. Then he said, "No, it's not what I meant." I have a bone in my box over there. And that's what I said should be a carbon. The Gemara will explain. Tamid Chachamim don't have to ask Matirin. In Nishalu, however, Meratzim they do have to ask. That's Parshim Shat, even though it seems to say if they ask. We punish them, and the Gemara is going to explain it means that we don't use Charata. And we're Machmer that in case they broke their netter, we make them keep the netter as long as they would, as meaning till they broke it till now, we make them keep it the number of days that they broke it. They agree that you use charat, you can't use charata, but you don't punish them. You teach them it's not a good idea to do what you did, because once we let you do this kind of nedarim, you're playing with fire, you might make a real netter, and that'll be problematic. We punish him and we're machmer. That's what it says. Right.
By making him keep.
So the rush is mesupik. The rush is mesupik. Does that mean he has to come to Mishael or only if he comes in Mishael? The rush is mesupik. How do we punish him? Here's a Tanya. And this is halacha by every neder. When we say we're machmirin, we mean we treat it like a regular neder, even though it really isn't. Even by Amaret, it's not really a regular neder. We don't believe him. That's why we are stricter with him. Tamachachim, we believe. Amaret, we don't believe. But it's only a chumra not to believe him. So therefore, we still treat him as if it were a regular neder that he violated. That's only up to 30 days. The guy became a nazir for a year and he violated it. We don't make him keep more than 30 days. Since Rabbanan said that we should not be matrim b'charata, they're not acting appropriately. And we would scream at them. We would put them in tekherim for not acting appropriately. Right? Don't be accustomed to making the darim shesayfach limu b'shuos, because at the end of the day you'll make oath and then violate it, and on that it says la yinaka. You don't want to play with that. He's going to give you tevel, so don't be a frequent visitor by an amaretz. He'll feed you, and it might be tevel. He might give you truma because he eats chum in his house. Al tarbes icha meisha, don't talk much to women. Shesayvich lover l'deniyov. It leads to a relationship which is and can end up with nus. The back of Yashem called Saifa ben Nashim, when it looks at women, Saifa Bala de Avera. Avera Guerrero Savera, Hamistako Bakeva Shalisha. Now, over here is a machloikis. It might be a machloikis, it might be just additional. But the first shot says he looks at the leg of a woman, meaning a place he usually keeps covered. Have him a bun of Shayna Magadim. It affects his kids. I'm Rabbi Yashem Bishtanidi, even his own wife. I'm Rabbi Shem Malakish, I came with the Tadi Bamakamati Naifa. So some learn it to machloikis. That Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagrees that if you look at a leg of Ishtanida, it can affect, but he holds only if you look at Makamati Nifas, and that has nothing to do with Ishtanida. And others say that he's adding a new, just an additional. The reason it's called Akeva in the Brisa is because it's mechuvan to the foot. Tanya Baba Tirasa.
The bottom line is, if kids that are born already, it's irrelevant.
Yes. It's irrelevant at that point, correct. It's the future children. It changes him, and therefore it changes his kids by the fact that they come from him.
No, I was thinking maybe that...
I didn't see anywhere that it affects the previous born children.
If it changes him, he can be mashpia on them.
That's not what it says.
I'm saying it.
Again, I didn't see anybody say it. It's your chat. You can add it.
I want to add it.
You're safer.
No, you can put it. No, my safer has nothing to do with tomorrow.
We believe in Tarsha about that. So, of course, that has to do with Gemara. You can't ignore Gemara's Shatim and the Psukim. Nothing about the Tanya Bari, Yeraz Tir, Yeraz Abnechem Zubusha. The Voti Tachtom, Malam, Chabusha, Mabir, the Day Schait. Shyness. I don't like the word shyness, but whatever it is, it brings the Yeraz Schait. Shame. Karam, Rosim, Yavim, Badam, Shubasha. Good to be a person that gets embarrassed, meaning reacts in an embarrassed way. Because he has the Rabbanim in front of him. That means he didn't pick up the character trait from Har Sinai. Which the Gemara identifies later on as Tamid HaChachamim. Why are children born lame? Rush learns it means the Meshamish Leikadarka. Others learn it means it's she on top and him on the bottom. Because they kiss in private area. They talk about everything. B'shas Tashmish end up talking about other people, other women, and therefore the machshava is not clear. They stare at Isamakam, they look at Isamakam, and that is not good for the kids. They ask Mrs. Shalom, Rabbits and Shalom, why do you have beautiful children? She referred to Tashmish as Sipur. Where there's traffic outside, that he might be distracted. Where there's no distraction. He keeps as much covered as he can. And he acts like he has to, he acts quickly. That's why he's not Tashmish at the beginning and the end of the night. It doesn't mean halachic mamzeris. It means an inyan that there's strange things mixed into them. So we see that you can talk. If not, why would you be called Tashmish Sipur? Different shatim and rishayim. Some rishayim learn he's maratzer. So mili the tashmish means ritzoi. He makes her feel good about herself. And the rush learns he does things to be marred his own taiva, and that's permissible. It's legal for him to do whatever he wants. Now, it's interesting because, again, I pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch still brings some of those things in the Amud Aleph, even though we don't paskin like Yechem ben Davoy. It could be the Yechem ben Davoy held it usher, and we paskin it's mutter, but there can be consequences because the Shulchan Aruch does bring at least one of those things. I forgot which one. I think it was the Shamish Leikadar, meaning the not regular way of Tashmish, I think. I'll call my shadow brass place of Ishtaisa. Mashallah Bat Shabbat Mibeta Tabach. meat that comes from a butcher. That's why I call melach eichloi, flea eichloi, mevushel eichloi, shaluk overcooked eichloi. And I'm wondering why he had to bring two mshalim, meat and fish. I don't know. It's not real malachim. He told me malach asharas mama shemayim Rabbi Yechim Devoi. Rabbi Yechim ain't malach Rabbi Yechim Devoi. He became a source of life. They know better than us. My car lo malach asharas. So why are Tami the Chacham called malach asharas? The Mitzayim is malach asharas because they stand out. They stand out. They look different. They act different, like malach asharas. Like we say in Haggadah, show you saw Mitzuyanim Hashem, recognizable there. They were different than the Gaya.
Distinguished.
Thank you.
That's
where
they used.
I believe. I prepared the table b'havchay. And again, two pshatim, either it's like a darka or her on top. What can I do? Bani ma'asalach. He does all the kama the rabbi arachti l'shulchan b'havchay. I'm a maishna b'benisa. Why are you different than a fish? Meaning, he can do whatever he wants. Person should not be thinking about a different wife.
Is that a contradiction to Omar Shalom Rabbi Lotso?
No. That's with this wife. Thinking about another wife has nothing to do with this wife. That's the problem. That wasn't one of the things that Yechim and Avoy mentioned that we argued on. This is a new thing. It's saying don't think about other women, including your own wife. Yes?
Isn't that on the bottom of the Masechet Kallah? The reason why he mentions the dog is that the butler has a restriction that you can't see through the
color. I have. So then why did he mention butler? It goes, El da filu beis nashav. Over Raisi Mekayim, I will create or choose Hamardim b'apayshim be those who rebel against me. Amar Abayi elu b'nei teisha midas. The children of teisha midas. Now, but here's the machlokes how to be gairin. Some are gairis b'nei asant meshkach. B'nei ema, the Rosh is gairis ama. Meitzer. B'nei anusa, those who are gairis ema count ema and anusa as one. The Rosh doesn't have anusa. Anusa means he forces himself on her. B'nei tznua, he hates her, even though he doesn't plan to divorce her. B'nei nidui, either one is in chayrim. B'nei tmura, he thinks he's living with one and he's living with the other. B'nei meriva, they're in an argument and they don't make up. B'nei Shichros, they're drunk, one of them. B'nei Grushas Alev, he decided to divorce her. B'nei Avuvia is, what does he call B'nei Avuvia? He has many wives, and he doesn't know who he's living with. Right. B'nei Chatsufa is, she's audacious, she demands Tashmish. That's not what the Rosh says. And I don't think that's what the Rosh says either. No, he says, B'nei Avuvia, the Rosh learns, means that she lived with many people. She has a history. Not now, not as an HSH.
Right.
But the Rosh learns that it means that he doesn't know which of his wives he's coming on. With the Rosh, I explained it like the Rosh. It's a good thing to be Tavaya. Doesn't say Nevainim. Chsiv Yisachar Chamar Garam, and it says in Bei Yisachar Yoyda Bina Lehitim. Chamar Garam means that the Pashtus means that some learn that the donkey caused it. She heard the noise of the donkey. She went out to greet her husband and said, Alai Tavai. She never said, live with me. She said, come to my tent. That's mutter. To hint, to be maratza is mutter, to demand is asa. Is not good. It's not good for the kids. How do lach ve'elu b'tarim? How do lach ve'elu b'tarim? How do lach ve'elu b'tarim? Abon adarim etiru chachamim. There are four nidarim that the rabbanim were matter. Nidre zuzin, which the Mishnah will explain. Nidre avai, which will be explained later. Nidre shkogos, which will be explained later. Nidre yainzu, which will be explained later. Nidre zuzin keitzan. He was selling an item. I won't give it to you for less than a seller. I ask for this bread. If I ever give it to you for less than a seller. The buyer says, kainim sheni paichetlach. Shekel's name writes the b'shleish of the norm. And the Gemara brings two pshatim.
Abon Adar Matiru Chacham Mamle Rabab. Do we have both the understanding what it is, this bargaining business?
Words, each one that makes the netter has to understand he's bargaining.
And if one doesn't, that's
a shayla. What if the guy says, I meant it? So I think they talk about it. Someone is that some like something that's not nobody understands it that way. So it might be bottle or it might count. I think it's about that. I think we saw it somewhere. I forgot where I saw it. Nothing in my lifetime learned about it.
It's really the same idea of trying to get the other guy to...
That's not true. The first guy said it's an edit, but since it was made on a tonight, it doesn't count. He meant it, but it doesn't make a difference. Something my right arm, It wasn't that I netted, it was dependent on something. And as I explained, dependent on something that you don't control. Because anything you can control, a flaw does not require that you can't make a condition. A flaw requires that the condition be something totally under your control. And in business, it's not under, even though theoretically it is under control, but it's not. Because in bargaining, you might drop your price. So you didn't really know for sure that it's under your control.
So how did you bring this up out? Zero-sum
tonight? I said that the Mepharshim speak out, the Tarfon agrees you can have the zero-sum tonight if you control the tonight alone.
Okay, good.
Rabbi Amar, Filotema Rabbana, Mikhtoni Shneim Ratsu, that they agree now? Shneim Ratsing Tony, they always agree. They never meant it. Amar Ravino, the Rabbi Shem, they train me, sell the Lama, Batsa, Meshekel. They do Hava, is Ruzin Hava. And this question is, according to the Rush, they're too far away from each other or not? I won't go into your house. I won't take a drop of cold water. It's far away. People go to the far distance. It's not so far away. Because Tadikim I'm in my advice in Harvey. He says, come eat a little bit and he's going to give me a lot. So therefore I say, Tipa Simon. Maybe too far away. But Nidravi. Tiboy remains a Shiloh. Tiboy is instead of Teku. This is Lashem Mesechus Nadara. Tadikim I'm right. I'm going to do my Vashi. I'm going to do my Vashi. I'm going to do my Vashi. You meet the Kabbat the Shmuel. I'm a Tana 20. I'm going to do my Vashi. I'm going to do my Vashi. Disagree. A chacham has to make every netter like the four nedarim, which means you can't use charata. You have to have a reason it should never have been made, which makes it like a neder toss. Sover ain't parts from charata. See, Pesach makes it like it was a mistaken netter. Charata doesn't make it mistaken; it's a regretted netter. Do you still have that same feeling that you should have made the netter? I'm a lie, the Sharia. Who does the comment of Rabbi Barapuna? If there would have been 10 people to appease you. Now the Rush learns there are 10 people here now to appease you. So it's a stronger charata because it's not just that I changed my mind. It's that the 10 people is like, it's closer to a Pesach, even though, because as the Rush speaks out, it's not considered a new thing, because it's common to find 10 people to appease somebody. So that's like a Pesach. That's how the Rush learns. And the Rush adds, Ksavar, Ein Paischem B'charata. Some Rishayim add, Ksavar, Paischem B'charata. Because it depends how you look at these 10 people. Is that a Pesach, or is that a Charata? There weren't 10 people at that time. A real Pesach would have needed 10 people at that time. They didn't exist. There's 10 people now. So the Rush learns that's a Pesach because it's a Davar Shchiach. Others say that's not a Pesach, just reinforces the Charata. And therefore they say Paischem Charata, and others learn it says Ein Paischem Charata. Depends how you get it. I think we're up to here. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful day.